Our scripture reading continues from the New Testament, from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 17, verses 1 through 9. It can be found on pages 17 and 18 in the New Testament section of the Bible. Let us continue to listen for God's word for us. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them high up a mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud a voice said, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came up and touched them, saying, "Get up and do not be afraid." And when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, "Tell no one about this vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God within us, for the word of God among us. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Amazing God, calm our hearts, open our ears. Let us hear the message that you have for us this day. Help us to welcome the chance to be transformed yet again by our encounter with you. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So here we have two very similar experiences on mountaintops. One of Moses, one of Jesus. Very deliberate on the gospel's part, trying to help us see that Moses is the next generation. But this idea of mountaintop experiences, it's kind of common parlance for us. When we talk about how we are at the top of our game, it's a reference to that. When we talk about how we're at the pinnacle of our career, it's a reference to that. When we talk about mountaintop experiences in our faith journey, we talk about experiences that have been pivotal to us, that help us to get where we are in our faith with God. Now, when I thought about this, one very clear experience, actually three, but in one place, came to mind. When I was a teenager, I was a part of the youth group at my church, where we would each year engage in a year-long study during the academic year that, if we were successful in completing all the different pieces, would earn us a scholarship to a summer camp in Scroon Lake, New York, upper state New York. I'm coming from Michigan. This is a huge thing for me to get out of Michigan, to get over to an island in the middle of this lake with all these other teenagers. How cool is that? So I would study all year long, study my Bible, do the daily devotions, go to my youth group meetings, do everything that was required. And three different times I was able to go with a group from my church to Scroon Lake, New York, for this fun week of being with other kids, worshiping, doing activities, all those things. By the end of the week, by the closing worship, I would always be just high as I could be. I was all renewed in my life with God, and I had all kinds of energy for, I'm going to do this every day. I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to pray. I'm going to do all this stuff. I was just ready to go. I would get home and it would work for a while. And then, you know, it'd wear off. The experience would be a long ways gone. And I'd be like, yeah, that whole reading my Bible every day. Uh-huh. Okay. Getting up early to pray. Uh-huh. Okay. So it would kind of wear off and then I'd get into the cycle again with my youth group. And then, okay, things would pick up again. But I would have this experience of God being very, very close. All those hundreds of kids my age around me, sitting in this outdoor arena, worshiping God, feeling God very present in this place. And I didn't want it to end. But it had to end. Could only stay there a week. So I would leave, but I would remember it. But I always knew that I wanted those kind of experiences, those mountaintop experiences. And so throughout my life, I've looked for those kind of experiences, what different types of retreats or ways of being with groups that help me to tap into those feelings of having a mountaintop experience. It's because they make us feel that much closer to God. We like going up mountains. We like going up high because it takes us towards the heavens, whatever the heavens is. But we imagine in the heavens up there, you know, way above us. When you get closer to it, as the story of Babylon goes, you get closer to God. The thing about mountaintop experiences is that they also break us out of our daily routine. They get us somewhere different. They get us to this place where we're ready to meet God. When we're in our day-to-day rushing around and all that goes on in our daily lives, we may be ready to see God. But more likely than not, we're looking down at the paperwork that has to be done and we're looking at what needs to happen. We're not looking for God in that. We need something to break us out of our routine, something to get us in a place where we're expecting to see God. When we go on these trips like I did for a week, or when we go for an overnight somewhere with friends, specifically on a retreat, when we do that, we're breaking with our routine and saying, I am ready, God. Come meet me. We know that God's around us all the time. Sometimes we rest assured a little bit too much in that, and we forget to make sure that we're opening ourselves to hearing God speaking to us. And so it's those mountaintop experiences that help us to say, God, I know you're here. I'm ready to actually listen to you right now. Please speak with me. Please make yourself known to me. And these mountaintop experiences, they often happen with other people. Not always, but often. And in that shared experience, we know God even more. And it helps us to remember later on, when the feeling of the mountaintop is kind of leaving us, we can go to that person and go, do you remember that? Wasn't that awesome? That was a great time. So all these things make these mountaintop experiences so important to us and to our daily lives and to remembering that God invites us into these kind of experiences. I came back from those weeks on that island in Scroon Lake a different person. I'm sure my mom would attest to that. And then she'd wish I would go back so I'd come back a different person again. But you can't go into these experiences with God, truly experiences with God, and not be transformed. Both of our stories this morning of Moses and Jesus show that. Both of them go up a mountaintop and encounter God, and their faces shine. Moses is so much that when he came down, he had to hide it because it scared the people. They didn't know what to do with him. He had changed so much. Their clothes dazzle. Something about them just shows there's this new energy to them. The disciples, when they saw Jesus, were surprised. So much so that they thought they also saw Moses and Elijah there. When Moses went up the mountaintop, he not only saw God, but he heard God. God brought him up there to speak to him and to write down the Decalogue, to give him the law. The same thing for Jesus. When he went up the mountaintop, God spoke, said, "This is my beloved, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." It's these kind of things that we're longing for when we go on these trips that we're hoping are mountaintop things. These are the things that we notice after the fact when we say, oh, wow, that was a mountaintop experience. We feel a new energy that maybe shows through our face. We come back, maybe we look more energized. We come back, we have heard God speaking to us. Maybe not in actual words, but or maybe through words of a friend, or maybe through something that we feel deep in our heart. God speaks in many different ways, but often when we have these mountaintop experiences, we hear God. We get a new vision for what it is God's asking us to do in our lives. And it helps us to be renewed in our faith. These have certainly been true of the mountaintop experiences I have had. I hope that the same can be said for you. Now, all these things sound like good things, things that we would like and things that, you know, we would want to search after. But our scriptures show us two different reactions. There is this reaction of fear and trembling, which seems a little strange when you're thinking about a mountaintop experience. But for those who are outside of it, it induces fear and trembling. For the people in the passage about Moses, they're down below. They're at the bottom of the mountain, and all they see is that the mountain is clouded over. That's scary. All of a sudden, the people they had sent up are gone. They've disappeared. They don't know what's happened to them. And that cloud turns into what looks like devouring fire. Now, that's not a good thing. If you send somebody somewhere, you don't want them to be consumed in a fire. And so this is not a good thing from their perspective. It's something that they were quaking about, something that led them to later on think that their God had abandoned them, and they searched for new gods. Moses, however, was in it. He knew better. He knew that it wasn't consuming him. He knew it wasn't a fire. He knew it was a good thing. He stayed there 40 days and 40 nights. Two different reactions. In the Matthew passage, at first, Peter sees what's going on and is so enthused by it that he wants to have that same reaction as Moses. He wants to stay there. He wants to build dwellings. He's like, this is good. We should just stay here. But then all of a sudden, it's all taken away. And he changes, like Peter does, just like that. He changes and he's on his face in fear. Oh no, something has happened. It's different. We have these two reactions. Fear and wanting to stay there forever. And God says, no, neither one of those reactions is actually the right one. God wants us to have these mountaintop experiences. God wants us to come closer to God. God wants us to be in God's presence, to be changed by it, to hear God's voice speaking to us. But then God wants us to go back down the mountain into our daily lives, taking that experience with us, being transformed by it, and living into God's love for us. God gave Moses the law to help him and those that he was leading to remember how God speaks to us, how God wants our lives to be changed. It's so important that it's summed up in the New Testament. We can't leave it behind, even though we say that Jesus has been the culmination of that law. We are to love God with all of our might, and we are to love our neighbor as ourselves. We can't forget that. That's what God says. We need to make sure that our lives are showing that. And beyond that, God wants us to know that God has claimed us as God claimed Jesus on that mountaintop. We are God's beloved children. Be transformed by that knowledge. But when you're transformed, others will know. So don't just be transformed inside. Don't be like a good Presbyterian and celebrate on the inside. Celebrate on the outside too. Let it show. Let it show to all around, because in your showing, they may be transformed as well. God wants to be heard and known in the mountaintop experiences. But most especially, God wants to be heard and known in our daily living. How does what we hear here on a Sunday morning affect what we do outside these doors? How does what we hear when we go away on a retreat affect how we live day in and day out? It's not enough to be a Christian inside the doors of the church. The hard part is going out and living it in our day-to-day lives. Having what we hear here, what we hear in our reading of our Bibles and in our fellowship together, having that transform us so that all those around us will know that we belong to God. That's the challenge. The transformation that happens on the inside makes a difference, ripples out through the rest of our lives? How will we be transformed this day? Let us pray. God of amazing power, you invite us to be transformed by your love. That's a scary proposition. Help us to live into and to accept that invitation. Help us to be people who show that we are your children. Help us to give glory to you in all that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.